Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. We've all heard the old saying about shooting ducks in a barrel. The implication being that anyone who would target something so confined, so super easy, is really lacking a bit on the moral side, and possibly on the intelligence side too. But in this day and age, while I've never heard of anyone actually shooting ducks in a barrel for sport, we do have the so-called canned hunts. And canned hunts are sort of like shooting ducks in a barrel, only in this case, one shoots more exotic species and then, I suppose, mounts whatever significant body parts they feel obligated to mount and then boasts about this great endeavor, as if they went off to the Serengeti and days under harrowing circumstances, tracking this animal and dealing with all of the adversities in the animal's natural habitat, where the animal actually has some advantage. But there's another facet of canned hunts coming soon to your state, if it's not there already, and that's the escape of wild animals. Particularly wild boar. We've got them in New Hampshire, they've got them in Michigan, they've got them in other states. Wild boar hunts show exactly how the law of unintended consequences yet again applies to animals. People import the wild boars for canned hunts, and then they become part of an industry. They provide jobs. You may have noticed that during the recession that something provides jobs is supposed to automatically make it right. This would never happen in times where there were plenty of jobs. No one would think twice about this, but when jobs are scarce, then those who wish to promote their own agenda will use job creation or job maintaining as moral justification for some of the most even questionable practices. And so we've got these wild boars running around, and the thing about wild boars is that they are very, very smart. They are smart, and they're big, and they're mean. And they get out. I mean, it's extremely costly to build a fence that will contain them. And because any cost that you have to put into your infrastructure undermines your profits, certain individuals are reluctant to do that. And so the boars get out, and they run loose, and they wreck crops, and they kill other animals, and they harm people. And so now states are trying to make the keeping of these animals illegal. And naturally, those who profit from having these animals, those who own these canned hunt establishments, want to keep them. They want to say, well, they're not wild. They're actually domestic. They're just pigs, and there's no law against keeping pigs. So what are these poor animals that are used in canned hunts? They're not farm animals. They're not domesticated animals. I think if we had to come up with a word to describe them, I think the best word would be abused. They are abused animals. So maybe we really don't need any new laws at all. Maybe we just need to apply the laws already on the books for abused animals and take it from there.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.